7. The Cornfield. Some years before I left London, the streets began to be lit with gas lights, and, what with all the smoke from the chimneys, it was difficult to observe the night sky there with any clarity. Here it was very different, and I would often stay up all night to observe the constellations and watch the flushes of early dawn. When my companions were here, it was our habit to go on nocturnal rambles, lustily singing hymns and songs as we went. The villagers found our behaviour most curious and named us the Extologers. I think it had something to do with our sketching stools looking like astrological instruments. There were plenty of astronomers at the time doing their best to demystify the heavens, but for me the night sky will always be full of the mystery and magnificence of the divine. At least a quarter of my Shoreham paintings depict the moon, and in the small copy of Milton's poems that I was never without, I underlined every reference to it.
Image 17.
Look at this picture of a cornfield by moonlight. If you glance back along the valley, you will see a strong resemblance to the scenery in the painting. I was going out every day, observing, drawing, absorbing. But in most of my paintings, I was not depicting a particular location. They are, rather, a synthesis of my experience of this landscape, filtered through the imagination.
Images 18 and 19.
These paintings, made in ink, are examples of what I called my blacks, or little moonshines. They are much less stiff and graphic than my earlier works in ink that I showed you. I was experimenting with ways of creating light in monochrome, and would employ a whole range of tones, from the deepest velvet darks to the bright white of the paper, sometimes even scratching into the paper to reveal the highlights. In this painting, I have depicted my favourite altocumulus clouds gathering in an arc around an enormous radiant moon, so large that it dwarfs the shepherd, while the burly sheep in the foreground seem to echo the shapes of the clouds above. In my pictures of shepherds and shepherdesses, I was alluding to the pastoral tradition in literature in which rural life is depicted in an idealised manner, a peaceful idyll where man lives in harmony with nature. But I did not want my pictures to be simply idyllic. They are spiritualized pastorals full of awe and solemnity, and often charged with a wistful sense of loss and yearning. In this painting of a shadowy glade, sheep slumber in safety and contentment, while the two figures, lit by silvery strands of ethereal light, seem poised in contemplation of the eternal.